This is Akashvani, the news read by Nara Goya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed the 26th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyzstan. He called upon all member countries to dismantle the entire ecosystem of terrorist financing, recruitment, radicalization, and safe havens. He said there can be no place for double standards on terrorism. The leaders of the member states of Shanghai Cooperation Organization also signed the Bishkek Declaration of the 25th anniversary of the organization following the summit in Kyrgyzstan today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Sashastra Sima Bal is playing a highly commendable role in humanitarian aid and rescue operations during the Nepal tragedy. In his written message on the investiture ceremony of SSB, Mr. Shah said, "In times of crisis, the swift, coordinated, and sensitive action taken by the SSB serves as a living embodiment of its motto, service, security, and brotherhood." He said, "Every SSB Jawan deployed at the borders is a vigilant guardian of the nation, a first responder during disasters, and an ambassador of India's goodwill." Attending the ceremony, Home Secretary Govind Mohan said, "Securing country's borders is a crucial and sensitive objective for the Home Ministry and the Government of India." The Govardhan Central Sector Scheme, with a total outlay of 23,731 crore rupees, has come into effect from today. It marks a major step towards scaling up the production and use of compressed biogas in India. The scheme will be implemented till 2035-36 and will establish compressed biogas as a major pillar of India's future energy mix. The scheme aims to increase domestic compressed biogas production nearly tenfold, mobilize large-scale private investment, and create a vibrant circular bioeconomy across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's economic growth of 7.8% is the reflection of hard work and collective resolve of 140 crore citizens. Sharing a video in a social media post today, Mr. Modi said India is progressing at a fast pace despite global problems like ongoing wars and instability since the COVID-19 pandemic. India has shown that it can adjust to changes in the global economy without allowing its growth to be derailed, Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman said, while acknowledging the country's dependence on imported energy and fertilizers. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman described India as a vibrant and responsive economy capable of managing external challenges, reports said today. India is among the world's large importers of crude oil and petroleum products. It also imports several fertilizers and their inputs despite having some domestic production capacity, the finance minister said. Sitharaman highlighted India's economic performance, demonstrated its ability to respond to developments overseas and protect its growth momentum. The finance minister said the Reserve Bank of India also periodically issues its assessment of the economy, with indicators moving in a positive direction. The Sitharaman also highlighted India's recorded growth of 7.8% in the first quarter of the 2026-27 financial year. The death toll from the devastating flash floods in Nepal rose to 987 today, with security forces recovering more bodies from 8 districts of the country, officials said. Rescuers struggled to trace those stranded amid intermittent rainfall and a flash flood alert as water levels rose in the rivers across several districts. Around 4,000 people, including 583 foreigners and several security personnel, still remain missing, while nearly 12,000 have been rescued, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority said. The Nepalese authorities have provided details of the procedures for identification and handing over of the mortal remains of foreign nationals who died in the recent devastating flash floods, the Indian Embassy in Kathmandu said today. In a statement, the embassy said the government of Nepal has outlined a series of procedures that need to be completed before the mortal remains of foreign nationals can be handed over. According to embassy, the process includes documentation of the mortal remains, recorded photographs and details, post-mortem examination, and verifying the cause of death. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.